Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. Been talking a little bit of Alabama barbecue in the last segment, and now we got a guy on the live line that knows a little bit about Alabama barbecue, don't we, Bob?
We sure do. On the grilling line right now is Mr. Chris Lilly from Big Bob Gibson's. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, thanks for joining us. You guys, you're like third generation in Big Bob Gibson's, and you're,
actually,
I believe,
fourth generation.
Fourth. Ah, stand corrected. So tell everybody who hasn't had the chance to get to Decatur, Alabama, or wherever your second location is, why they might want to wander into Big Bob Gibson's.
You know, it's Big Bob Gibson's, but, you know, it's Alabama barbecue as a whole. I don't think that Alabama barbecue gets the love that some of the other big regions of barbecue get. Your North Carolinas, your Memphis, your Texas, your Kansas City. In my opinion, Alabama barbecue is right up there. I'm with Big Bob Gibson Barbecue in Decatur, Alabama. We've been there since 1925. I'm fourth generation. I've got two sons working in the business now, so fifth generation business there in Alabama. Alabama barbecue Alabama actually has more barbecue restaurants than any other state per capita. And it also has over 29 restaurants that have been in business for over 50 years. Many restaurants just like us who have been there four or five generations. So Alabama barbecue is definitely a destination spot. And we could talk about several barbecue restaurants, but Big Bob Gibson's cooking whole chickens and whole pork shoulders since 1925. Our specialty is barbecue chicken with a white barbecue sauce that Big Bob Gibson started doing back in the 20s. I've seen that barbecue sauce as far away as New York and California and Alaska and really all over the world now. So it's a very distinctive sauce. And, we've just been cooking barbecue. That's what we've been doing for over 90 years and just having a good time down here.
I've got a bottle of that white sauce in my pantry right now. Last time I was down there, I stopped in and Jeff took really good care of us at your Decatur location. You have another store?
I've got two restaurants in Decatur, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. So they're both in Decatur?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Cool. Wow. There's a demand. Well, I don't know, which one was there first, but we went in there 2 years ago on spring break because we head to Gulf Shores every year, and your manager, Jeff, took really good care of us. I had one of the best restaurant tours I've ever had. And he laid out a spread for us that was, I mean, royalty. We were so stuffed when we left there, and I was so blown away with every dish you guys make. But the really cool thing is I was honestly a little skeptical of the white sauce. I couldn't believe that it could possibly be good. But it's not really white when it shows up on your plate, is it?
Well, every chicken that comes out of our wood-fired hickory pits, these are the old-fashioned brick pits with the metal lids that are counterweighted, and you raise them up, hickory fire on one side. We cook about 70 whole split chickens at a time, and every chicken that comes out of that pit gets dipped in Nevada white barbecue sauce. But, yeah, by the time it reaches your plate, you know, it's the mixing with all the juices that are pouring out of the chicken. So it's sort of a tanny sauce when it gets to your plate. But we do have a white, more of our white barbecue sauce on the table as well.
Chris, I know that I'm not fishing for the family recipe here, but can, for the listeners that might not be familiar with your white barbecue sauce, can you just tell us what flavor profile's in it or what the main ingredients are?
No, absolutely. I don't mind at all. White barbecue sauce is very simple. It is a tangy, peppery flavor. What turns it white is mayonnaise, but it's actually a vinegar-based sauce. So you have vinegar, mayonnaise, black pepper, lemon juice, salt, and a few other things in there. It does two things. You can go visit any region. You've got your vinegar-based sauces that gives that barbecue just sort of an extra tang that you really need to have good barbecue. But the mayonnaise in the sauce keeps the chicken from drying out once it comes off the pit. So you get two benefits. You get that extra tang and all the fresh cracked black pepper in there that gives it that peppery flavor. But then you get the mayonnaise, which actually coats and keeps the chicken from drying out. So it's for taste, and then it also is a good use in there as well.
So for folks listening around the country who may not get a chance to visit your restaurant, can they buy this sauce from you?
Absolutely. You can go to BigBobGibson.com. We sell a world of white sauce every day, ship it all over the country. And in the Southeast, you can go to your grocery store and pick it up off the grocery store shelf.
Now, folks that aren't familiar with you or Big Bob Gibson's will be from here on out, because I'll tell you a little bit about this fella here. Chris is a major league competitor. So you not only run a couple restaurants, but you spend your weekends doing circuit competition. I mean, big league competition in the KCBS. You probably hit Memphis in May. I bet you do the Jack Daniels. You're doing all those big competitions, right?
Definitely do the big ones. You know, back when I had more time and more energy when I was a younger fella, I definitely hit the circuit a little bit harder than I do now. Now I'm just doing the big ones. I'll do Memphis in May, the American Royal. If I win one of those, I'll do Jack Daniels. I've been doing one out in California in Palm Springs in December called the King of the Smokers. It's a 2014 Invitational. Fabulous contest, and I do that one because it's in Palm Springs in December.
Yeah.
Got wiser as he got older, too, sure.
We have family out there. Exactly. We like to go to Palm Springs, too. I don't blame you at all. You might bring your golf clubs.
I'm a little bit smarter now, as you said.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you can see Chris's work all over the place. Of course, Big Bob Gibson's been gone a long time, but it's really cool that you all are carrying on his legacy. And I would add that you've even furthered his legacy by expanding the business and adding to the prestige of the brand and the name. I think all that time you spent doing competitions, you know, represents the brand very well, and you happen to actually know how to barbecue really well. So it just complements it extremely well. So I'm sure Big Bob's smiling down on all of you right now.
Well, I tell you, you know, I hope that I've done well in their eyes. And it's one of those things. A lot of people have cooked barbecue at Big Bob Gibson's before me and continue to do it every day. And I've learned so much from them. And it's that I've applied to, you know, to all my successes. So I'm standing on a platform built by a lot of people down here in Decatur, Alabama. So certainly proud of where we are now and the recognition that Big Bob Gibson Barbecue gets around the country.
Yeah, well, you're doing that well. So anyway, back to your prior comment. We here at the Grilling Guys do definitely hold up Alabama as a very special barbecue market. And a lot of it is due to you and Big Daddy's and a few other people down there that we've had the pleasure of having on the show. And actually going into your restaurants and eating your food. And in my opinion, Alabama has a very awesome culture for barbecue. And if you just Google barbecue Alabama, you'll see the whole state light up on Google Maps. So that's not even a question in our market. But listen, I appreciate you joining us. It's Chris Lilly from Big Bob Gibson's. Check them out. Just Google the name, Big Bob Gibson's or Chris Lilly. You'll check them out on all kinds of the barbecue circuit tours and see what they're up to.
And come see us. Come to Alabama. Check out Big Bob Gibson's. Check out many other barbecue restaurants we have down here. We'll be glad to hopefully put out a spread as big as we did for you. So we're always willing to listen and learn from our customers and visit with them.
Yeah, and if you're heading down 65, it's the same exit that you get off for Huntsville, Alabama, which is the big NASA tour. So if you just head west, you'll land into some pretty good food.
That's it, guys.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Okay. Chris Lilly, Big Bob Gibson's job.
You know what? That guy, he's such a gentleman. I just enjoy talking with him, and he's so very humble, but he has been there, done it, and done it all.
So, he's been on TV a million times.
Right. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.